Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, and here at Radio Boston, that means it's time for our weekend arts picks. Joining us now is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for Dig Boston. Hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Anthony.
So, with Columbus Day coming up on Monday, we have a long weekend. What's your first pick?
My first pick is actually tonight at the Brattle Theater, and it is a Duck Soup and Doctor Strangelove double feature.
Ooh, great.
It's kind of an interesting pairing, Stanley Kubrick and the Marx Brothers. So for that reason alone, I think it's definitely, you know, people got to check it out.
Check it out indeed. Duck Soup, one of the funnier Marx Brothers movies, in my opinion. And what can we say? Dr. Strangelove, the great Stanley Kubrick film. Here's a clip from the movie. Here's Peter Sellers talking about the doomsday machine. Let's listen.
Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy the fear to attack. And so, because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying?
Terrifying indeed. It's been almost 50 years since Kubrick made Dr. Strangelove. Hillary, why do you think this movie is so timeless?
I hate to say it, but the imminent threat of any kind of nuclear catastrophe and war and xenophobia and a bunch of the other themes that Kubrick touches on in this, they're not really going away, which is unfortunate. But yeah, I think it's a classic, and I think that people definitely need to check it out if they haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so let's move on. Your next pick. What's up?
My next pick is a little bit more lighthearted. we got the Lanterns exhibit happening at the U-Forge Gallery in Jamaica Plain. And it actually opened last weekend, but it's going to be going through October 28th. And yeah, when I think of Jamaica Plain, I think of two things. I think of City Feed, which makes the most delicious homemade Oreos known to man.
And good sandwiches, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. The farmer's lunch. Got to look into it. But yeah, I think of Lanterns because, you know, they have that fantastic Lanterns Festival every summer. It's a time-honored tradition in JP. It's a beautiful ceremony where people light these lanterns. And yeah, it's just something that people look forward to every year. So this exhibit, actually, lanterns was the word that was given to a group of artists who were invited to submit to the U-Forge Gallery. And the U-Forge is great in that it's not a juried gallery, so you don't have to have someone telling you that, you know, potentially your art is bad or that you can't afford to submit. It's for everybody. And if you make an art that is, you know, make a piece of art that's inspired by lanterns, it could wind up in the show. So
that's Lanterns at the U-Forge Gallery in Jamaica Plain, and it's running now through October 28th. So, Hillary, I've got a pick myself, and I want you to guess what it is, but I'm going to give you a hint, courtesy of Homer Simpson.
Barbecue.
Okay. So this event, barbecue, it's the Smoke This Rib Fest, and it takes place this Sunday from noon to 4 on Cambridge Street in East Cambridge. And you can find out who makes the best ribs in town. Pit masters compete for the distinction, and of course you can sample their goods, which as far as I'm concerned would be the whole point of going. And besides the barbecue, the event features children's activities, music, so it sounds like finger-licking family fun.
I was not expecting you to pull out a Homer Simpson quote right there. That was a very pleasant surprise.
We're full of surprises here at Radio Boston. So before we let you go, Hillary, you have one more pick for us. What is it?
It is the grand opening of Radio, which is the latest music hotspot to open in Boston, or technically the town of Somerville. And it's opening in Union Square, and it is a venue that is basically all about local artists. It's all about Boston musicians and giving them a place that they can call home. And I'm particularly excited for the bill that's happening on Friday, October 7th. It is being headlined by the John Powhida International Airport, who were the Rock and Roll Rumble 2011 victors, and Sidewalk Driver, The Rationals, and The Organ Beats.
Well, let's listen to a little Sidewalk Driver. This is the song Radio off of the band's album For All the Boys and Girls. Now, Hillary, I understand that this is a band you've seen a lot of over the years. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little more about them.
So So Tad McKittrick is the lead singer of Sidewalk Driver. He has an incredible voice, and he wears the most outlandish costumes I've ever seen on a Boston frontman ever. We're talking 7-inch platforms. We're talking glittery capes. We're talking tiny top hats.
Fantastic.
And Sidewalk Driver actually recently opened for the B-52s, so their enthusiasm, they're known for it, as I'm sure the B-52s were able to see as well. And they always put on a great show, and I'm so stoked to see them this weekend.
Okay, so that's the opening of Radio in Union Square in Somerville. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, let's go out on music from Sidewalk Driver. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for Dig Boston, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, you can find more information about Hillary's picks and about mine on our website, radioboston.org.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.